Welcome to the Nerdiverse. Episode 24.
Crazy night.
24! It's going to be a good night. I can tell already.
I can feel it.
Happy Dragon Con Eve.
Everybody's really excited for leaving except for me.
Oh. Yeah.
But we'll get into that.
We have a special guest with us tonight.
We do.
WTF.
Robbie.
Hey.
Robbie.
Hey. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, God.
Man.
People are going to think some weird thing about me.
You were the one who was wearing your shirt pulled up through your neck.
Nope.
Like, you know, I don't know how you did it. You pulled the bottom through the neck and you're wearing it around here.
Picks didn't happen.
And then you're grinding on Danny. I don't know.
I wasn't grinding on Danny.
That was someone else.
I was presenting myself to Koto.
Yeah. So, anyways.
I was scared.
So, yeah. Danny, how was your week?
Oh, man.
We'll just jump right into this.
This is great. My week was good. Not much happened.
Not much happened.
Right? No, I went to Star Wars Celebration.
I was going to say. Yeah, you were like me.
Kind
with
of forgot
the,
about
yeah.
that. It was a quick, weird weekend. So.
Was it?
Yeah, we can talk more about Star Wars later. But,
absolutely.
That's what I did. It was excellent.
Cool.
Been working on a costume for Dragon Con.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that more later. But everything's been consumed with what we're going to talk about later. So let's move on. Myers, how was your week since you're not going to Dragon Con?
It's been a very sad week. Very somber, you know.
Wait, what?
I've been crying myself to sleep every night, the fact that I couldn't go to Dragon Con.
That's good.
No sympathy. You know, I keep looking at the pillow next to my wife and going, can I really smother her?
Whoa.
No,
whoa.
I'm just kidding.
That escalated quickly.
She doesn't listen to the show. So
she doesn't listen to the show. Yeah, I mean, if I smothered her, then I'd be able to go to Dragon Con, right?
I cannot condone that course of action.
I'm just kidding. No, I would never smother my wife. So,
I don't know, man.
To go to Dragon Con.
I think sure.
Anything else, maybe, but not Dragon Con.
I think the defense will use this one day.
No. So anyways, yeah, we were just hanging out, you know, working on my car, that kind of stuff, preparing for the car show at the end of the month. So.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, buddy. Well, of course, all this rain's kind of really, we're here in Orlando and dealing with Ivan coming around us and
was it Ivan?
Isaac.
That's it. Ivan, Isaac, whatever. I didn't even realize it was a hurricane until the day of.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, oh, it's like, man, a lot of rain. I'm like, yeah, there's a tropical storm now right out on the coast. I was like, oh, that's good to know. hurricane preparedness.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, Cody, how was your week?
My week's been really busy. I got a full-time job this last week.
Cody,
from a place that I've been working part-time.
You have to remove the beaver. I can't
Why?
See your face.
I have a beaver on my microphone right now.
It's a lovely beaver.
I can't
it's staring
you.
Me right in the face like 3 or 4 inches from my eyes. It's fun. I enjoy it.
You gotta get the beaver.
I'm going to leave it.
I can't see you.
Right. I can't handle the beaver.
I can't see you.
Keep talking.
So I put in all of my hours for the week
right
in the first 3 days of the week.
Wow.
So I'm
nice.
quite tired right now. But I'm happy. I got done with it. It was the first day full time with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't just say, sorry, I'm not going to work my full hours this week because I have a boys' convention to go
yeah,
to.
Yeah. Man. Well, it's good that they allowed you to do your full week in 3 days, anyways. So.
Yeah. Wow. It worked out. So I'm excited.
Cool.
Robbie?
What?
How about you?
Anything exciting
your week?
No, just working.
Just working.
And then got off the rest of the week for Dragon Con. Switch shifts with everybody so I could go since this is my first time going.
Mm. Mm. You know what that means?
Kilt blowing.
I've heard stories.
Can we post a video of that on our website after we video?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Actually, I was thinking about trying to, if you guys will actually, like, you stream it. I'll try to get the link up there on the site temporarily.
Sweet.
So this is going to be streaming of this kilt blow.
No, I don't know what we're talking about.
Why not?
None of that's going to happen.
Cody's going to do it again this year, he said. So
what?
He enjoyed it so much.
All right.
If someone buys me at least 3 drinks before,
all
right,
then I'll do it.
3 drinks?
Yeah, 3 drinks.
On me.
3 hard drinks.
3 hard drinks on me.
Okay.
And then you got to do it with me.
I'll do it with you.
All right.
There you go.
I'll do it with you.
Now you're not going solo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, there's someone new going this year as well.
Like
so,
four
other
new
than you.
People with
so,
us.
Okay.
You'll be doing it with other people as well. But
yeah, we got like four new people with us.
For those of you listeners that weren't listening last year when they got back and talked about this, basically, there is this tradition now that they started last year. They found one of the rooms they just kind of wandered into was this thing called kilt blowing. Mm. And basically, it is a room full of ladies with a garden like yard blower and men in kilts.
Yep.
Walking on stage, trying to prance their way across as the ladies blow their kilts up.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't heard all this yet, have you?
Do you have the video?
Yes, but aren't you going to make the calendar this year?
Ooh.
Oh, I probably am on the calendar.
I think you make the calendar this year.
I need to buy a calendar if I'm on the calendar.
Wow.
Learn today.
Yeah.
Hello. No. Sean, go on. I need to figure out what I'm getting myself into.
Oh, you don't even know what it is.
No, I don't.
Oh, I shouldn't have ruined it for him.
Literally, there's a chick standing on stage.
Oh, you didn't know?
With a leaf blower, like an industrial size leaf blower. And she's bending over, getting up your kilt, and you're dancing around on stage while she blows your kilt up.
You got this.
A whole room of chicks.
It's not a bunch of dudes watching.
There's a whole room
of ladies.
Of Dragon Con chicks just screaming and excited.
A bunch of Connies ready to go.
Good.
And their one rule is you have to go commando.
How do you think he got commando Kodo?
You gotta flap it.
Yep.
So yeah. And if you don't, they yell dress.
So they have a whole slew of borrowing kilts. So you get to go commando with some other dude's kilt.
Yep.
It's gonna be good.
Excellent.
Woo!
So you'll probably need to save some money and buy yourself a few drinks.
Good times. I wish I was going to be there. Anyways, in another room, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna keep you on Skype the whole time.
Skirp.
Yeah. Just make sure all the images are from Ohio.
No.
I don't want the low, you know.
Not happening.
The
You're low gonna get
shot.
The full like 2013 calendar shot. I promise.
Pass. Anyways, so man, I'm really jealous. But we'll talk more about that here in a little bit because I want to know what everybody's plans are for the week and that kind of stuff. But let's just jump into the news, and we don't have much of it. I'll be honest. I waited till today to really start prepping the show because I didn't know if we were actually gonna go.
Sean, so. Not prepared.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. This guy
guest on the show,
this guy's got jokes over here, does he? So, some breaking news I heard today, actually. It was Joss Whedon is going to make a S.H.I.E.L.D. show based off the Avengers.
It's exciting.
So, really excited for that.
That's cool.
It's going to be on ABC. So, good thing it's not on Fox. That means it's not going to get canceled in like one season.
Get 14 episodes.
You'll get at least 14 episodes. So, yeah, man, it's really exciting. So, hopefully, maybe we'll get some prequel stuff and see Agent Coulson or something. I don't know
if we'll get prequel, but it's interesting to think to figure out how they're going to do it. We were chatting today about it, and it's like, how are they going to cast Nick Fury and Maria Hill without Colby and Sam Jackson?
But see, if you could show S.H.I.E.L.D. without those characters,
can you though?
Not
you
Nick
show
Fury.
The other agents doing stuff, you know, basically. I don't know. You go away from the whole superhero hype of it. And S.H.I.E.L.D. is, I don't know.
Boring.
I mean, yeah, it kind of is. Would I watch it at 14 episodes? Probably not. But, I mean, I don't know.
It'll be interesting. I don't know how they're going to do it. The rumor is Joss is only going to do the pilot.
Okay.
But he'll be, like, whatever, overseeing it at all. Since he is directing Avengers 2.
Yeah, he's going to be quite busy next year. Along with that, so let me see here. It says Sam Jackson's not going to do the TV.
Hey, there you go.
And Kobe Smulders is busy on How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
So,
Robin.
Not only Clark Gregg is free, but he can certainly be the most popular character of the three.
But he's dead.
Well, but then what I'm saying is if they're building up, like how they built S.H.I.E.L.D., how did S.H.I.E.L.D. come about type thing. So... it could be an interesting show. It depends on how they write it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I have faith in Joss. So
it'll be interesting if they do a prequel type show, though, with everything being current.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, it's backstory. So, I mean, I think
one
it could
of the
work.
Great things that could happen, that could come out of it, is the fact they can introduce minor actual Marvel characters and then throw those minors into the major movies.
That's
without
true.
Having to do solo movies for Ant-Man.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, get people like Pym in there, and then people don't really know Pym.
Yeah.
And so, you know, or even,
Rocky Raccoon.
Who did we talk about last week? The Wasp. So, are you talking to the mic? I can't hear you at all.
Yeah. Rocket Raccoon?
Yeah.
Who's going to voice Rocket? I want Nathan Fillion.
I don't know these people at all.
And it's okay. No one, and nobody does.
Yeah. So anyways, we'll see how this goes. Kind of excited. No news. I haven't seen any news anywhere about dates on it or anything.
Is movie rights and TV rights two different things?
I believe so.
I mean, could we see Spidey and the Shield? Stuff. Fantastic.
We could.
Stuff that we won't be able to see in Avengers movies in the TV show.
Maybe.
I don't know how that works. I don't know how helpful it'll be in the Shield, but whatever.
Yeah. So, interesting. Okay. Well, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
So, moving on. News from earlier in the week. Neil Armstrong has passed. Walked on the moon.
Did he though?
We landed on the moon.
Yes, we did. Actually, I have seen.
We landed on the moon.
They've actually got good footage, or you know, they've got good telescopes now where I've seen where we've landed. I believe it.
Well, I watched.
I believe we've landed on the moon. I don't believe that crap you see on TV. My mother doesn't believe we land on the moon, and I think that's ridiculous.
Well, we've seen MythBusters, and they busted it.
They busted saying that it could be possible. They never said that we actually landed. Actually, I didn't see that one, but I heard about it. They said that it was possible to film these things, but they said we still landed on the moon, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be like the ultimate troll that on his deathbed he just says, "We never went to the moon." That's it. It would be like, oh my God, this whole time it's been a lie.
Yeah. So, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, Neil died.
Neil's dead. I did see something funny, though, on Reddit this week.
Oh, here we go.
They were, like, talking about it. They were like, oh, Neil, or they said, poor Lance Armstrong. I can't believe they're taking away his titles. And it's like, it's a shame. Who cares if he did steroids? And he walked on the moon, for God's sake.
Oh, gosh. Are you serious?
Troll that person.
Oh, so
were they
funny.
Being serious?
Yeah, they were being serious. Oh. It was like, because it was back and forth, and then they got to that point, and I was like, wow.
Who cares? He's an amazing triathlete, and he walked on the moon.
But no. I think they just got the name confused. In their head, they were, they thought, they didn't realize the whole story. When they saw Lance Armstrong, they were thinking Neil Armstrong the whole time. They're
saw Armstrong.
They're taking away his titles of this, and they're like, they don't know what the titles, you know, because it's acronyms for the titles and stuff. They didn't understand what that all was, and they're like, I can't believe this. We're taking away his titles. And he walked on the moon. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
The one nut.
He put his Lance Armstrong bracelets all around the moon.
Oh, God.
So, they are working on a Justice League movie.
Who's they?
I don't know who. somebody's working on a Justice League movie. They're working on trying to put things together for Justice League movie, I should say. DC. It was rumored that Ben Affleck was going to be the director on it, but he has come out this week and said, nope, not going to do it. So, some other rumors rolling around the rumor mill right now.
That's because you thought Daredevil was a part of the Justice League.
Some of the people that are rolling around the rumor mill are the Wachowski brothers, the directors of The Matrix.
Oh, God, no.
If they could do it like Matrix 1, I'll take it.
Nope. I don't even know that I want that.
Really? Are you not a fan of Matrix 1 these days?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Yes,
I mean,
I am.
Matrix 2 and Matrix 3 really ruined the entire series.
No. I wouldn't say ruined. I mean, it still looked amazing.
The beginning of 2 was amazing.
What was the beginning of 2?
They walk into like that giant mansion, and there's a huge fight that breaks out.
With the weapons on the wall?
With the
I prefer the car chase scene. That's pretty badass.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Which scene?
The scene where it was...
Hello, Cody. We're doing a podcast.
The scene where they're on top of the bus fighting
with you.
Yeah.
Matrix 2.
I don't remember that scene.
The twins, the albino twins.
Yeah, but it was on top of... Were they fighting?
Yeah, they're in the car chase.
They
phased through the truck.
Oh, God.
There's
a mic there.
Out of the truck and everything.
I don't remember that part very well.
Wow.
I remember the scene in the building.
The stairwell scene? The spiral staircase? Or like the...
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like
yeah,
jumping across it.
Got that
but the
one.
Bus yeah. scene, like he was the bus came at something and they jumped and fought in midair.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and then the whole bus like ripple effect. Yeah. It was really cool for visual effects. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah,
I don't know. It's a weird mashup. I mean, your Matrix and Justice League.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, they definitely have the visual effects down. They definitely could make something work. So. I don't know. It's only rumors. It's floating around. I don't know. I could take it. Take it or leave it. Star Wars 3D re-release coming.
Yeah.
It's coming soon. They've Sorry. Actually moved.
I'll shot first.
They've actually moved up the release date on it. So
well,
they're
not
looking
only that. It's at, a month back, apart. Back.
Yep.
Yeah, from
two and three.
Yeah.
Wait, which is fantastic. Right? October, November, or September, October.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. On September 20th, 2013, and October 11th of 2013.
I'm so excited about that.
So
I loved episode one in 3D. It was great.
And, you know, unfortunately, I missed that in the theaters, and I
it is unfortunate
as a.
Because you missed the Darth Maul lightsaber fight scene in 3D.
But I will see it this time.
Jar Jar Binks
not
in 3Ds.
Why not?
Because he's dead.
Yeah. That's what I said.
We'll see episode two in 3D, which I don't know.
Oh, they're not releasing episode one as well?
You've missed one. You've missed it.
Oh, well.
You can buy it one day in 3D and watch it on your
yeah.
3D TV.
Right.
I'm with
right.
Double on this one. I think 3D sucks.
What?
I don't like 3D. I don't like it.
Well, it's different. I mean, I enjoy 3D.
What have you seen in 3D? Riddle me that.
Twilight.
That was a 3D?
No, I never saw Twilight.
He didn't
although
see
Danny
Avengers
did
in 3D.
Invite me to his house. Just the two of us. Go see Twilight.
Still turned me down.
He completely missed Avengers in 3D.
3D's not a gimmick. Yeah.
I did.
Because he bought the wrong ticket for the wrong movie.
I can't remember. I've seen a few movies in 3D. I can't remember.
Did you see
ones.
Avatar in 3D?
No.
Did you actually
see, that was
see
pretty amazing.
Movies that were filmed in 3D? Yeah. Or did you see post 3D movies?
Probably post.
Mm.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
The whole thing, like seeing movies that are like post 3D and built in the whole depth based stuff, I mean, I don't know. There's something about stuff coming out, like not gimmicky coming out at you, but actually coming out a little bit. That definitely builds
yeah.
things a little better. But a lot of the stuff these days, the way it's filmed is just based for depth. And,
yeah.
you know, it creates a pretty cool depth perception type thing. When we were actually in the trailer for some movie in 3D, my wife and I think it was actually Lion King, they were doing this thing for the Hubble Space Telescope. And the way they did the depth on that and the way things came out, it was like, we want to go see this. And unfortunately, the only place around here that was actually had it available was the Space Center, and we never got out there to go actually see it. But it looked amazing because it was all shot in IMAX, and it was like super clear.
One of my favorite 3D movies was Tron Legacy because
that in 3D.
Because it was what was cool about it was it was 2D when they weren't on the grid, and every
right.
time they went to the grid, it was like
mm-hmm.
3D
oh, cool.
like yeah. perspective, and it had that feeling like you're just in the
oh,
real
yeah.
world IMAX, beautiful, and then. Hits the grid and you're in 3D computer mode. And
right,
because
it's all computer generated, so you're going to have the super crisp,
yeah.
everything's perfect the way they want it.
De-resing and stuff
so.
In 3D was fantastic.
Yeah, I bet.
I wanted to say something about the Star Wars stuff. I was listening to the radio this morning, one of the major talk shows in town, and one of the guys was saying, they were talking about Star Wars weekends, one of the guys was saying, yeah, I think with all the Star Wars weekend stuff that's been coming to Orlando, like, I think Star Wars is finally getting bigger than Star Trek. And one of the other guys was like, you're kidding, right? He's like, no, I think Star Trek has always kind of outdone Star Wars. Star Wars is kind of lame. Star Trek is, isn't it? Isn't that kind of the general consensus?
So when's your court date?
Please tell me what show
crazy.
This was.
It was Monsters.
Of course.
Your court date for the fact that you beat the crap out of him.
It was really funny.
That makes no sense.
I was like,
yeah.
I can't believe this is really happening right now. And they
were all
ragging on him pretty bad.
Well, good.
He's like, certainly. Well, I always thought that Star Trek was just kind of more popular.
Hmm. Wow. Well, let's stay on the Star Wars thing real quick. Hmm. We talked last week about Seth Green and the guys from Robot Chicken wanting to do a Star Wars TV show. Well, it's been revealed what it's going to be like. It's called Detours, mm-hmm. and it's basically a comedy-based Star Wars type thing. Everything's gimmicky. There's nothing based. It's nothing true to life. Everything's a joke in it, it seems like. It's well animated. It's kind of, kind of computer generated type stuff, but I mean, it's definitely gimmicky. So, but I don't know. I'll probably watch it. I think it'll be on Adult Swim or whatever.
Yeah, the stuff they showed at Celebration with Seth Green there and George Lucas there, it was really funny.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. There's trailers on the internet now that I was watching today.
Did they finally put it out?
Yeah, and it's really pretty funny.
It looks fantastic. I think it looks really funny.
It's kind of like Spaceballs, but actually in the Star Wars universe.
I was really hoping that they would do something serious. But the thing is, we have the Clone Wars as a cartoon, so I guess a funny cartoon for Detours.
Right.
But... I'm impressed. It looked pretty funny. All the jokes were funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for it. Excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, definitely.
So it looks like, you know, Han Solo is an adult, Leia is a child, you know, running around, and she wants all the attention. And
I thought the funniest part was Boba Fett. He's like teenager.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So, but yeah, take a look on the internet for it. It's been floating around, so check it out. Let's see what else we got here. Emma Stone says she wants to stay true to her Dark Spider-Man destiny.
Mm. And so she wants to die.
Yeah.
She wants to die. Mm-hmm. She said, you know, the story, essentially the argument is that Spider-Man kills her by accident.
Mm. Accident?
He bet. So the person she loves is the person who kills her, which is the most horrifying thing. Apparently people unsubscribed to the comic book when it happened. Because they were just so flipped out of it. But, of course, I want to stay true to that. So
everybody wants that to happen.
Yeah. Oh, I thought so. I mean, that's kind of... I was talking to somebody about here about it. And, you know, they don't know anything about the story of Gwen Stacy. And I didn't want to ruin it for them. Because from an outsider perspective... I mean, I know they should have probably heard this by now. But whatever.
60 years?
Yeah, 50 years? It's been a long time.
We just celebrated 50 years of Spider-Man.
Let's see. No, it doesn't actually show a date.
When's the statute of limitations run out on spoiler alerts?
But see, I definitely could have spoiled it for him. But I said, you know, I really don't know how they're going to take it. Will you guys stop with that stuff?
I got it on my finger.
You wiped it on my pants.
On your
old
pants.
You realize you wiped it on him and you have to ride with him now.
Well, it's already on my finger.
Just wait.
So
just wait for what? I don't want to ride with you guys.
So anyhow. Basically, you know, I didn't want to ruin the story for him because he doesn't know anything about it. But I was saying that I hope they go this direction with it because I really want it to stay true to the comic book. So we'll see how it goes.
How'd she die in the comic?
Oh, where have you been?
Go back to your booth, sir.
How's she die?
Spider-Man is fighting Green Goblin, and she gets knocked. She gets knocked off by Green Goblin.
She gets thrown out.
Thrown off
the building.
Off of a building, or I thought it was a bridge.
The bridge.
Yeah, she's thrown off a bridge.
The Brooklyn Bridge.
She's thrown off a bridge, and Spider-Man throws his spider web to catch her, but is still looking at Green Goblin. And when he caught her by the neck.
Snapped her neck.
So he kills her.
Yep.
And so it's that horrific thing of trying to save her, I killed her.
Perfect.
So and had he not tried to save her, she would have died. So he's torn by this for so many years. Go by the comic book shop.
Until MJ shows up.
Even in Spider-Man Blue, he's talking with her about the whole situation. And that's what I say. You should go check out Spider-Man Blue. It's over there at Epic Comics in Waterford Lakes.
Okay.
But that's the whole story. That's him going, like, basically coming to terms with all that.
I don't think we have it at the shop.
It's in my box.
Okay, we're one.
It's in my box. It's signed by Tim Sale.
Been sitting there for like 3 months.
It's fine. It's statute of limitations is not up yet, sir. So anyway, so I thought that was really cool that she wants to stay true to the story. So
I respect that.
Do you?
Respect.
Let's move on to Star Wars celebrations this weekend.
Celebration was fantastic.
Was in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
And Danny went. Did you go as well, Robbie?
No,
he didn't.
I had to work.
So tell me a little bit of things you saw and what you did and all that good stuff.
Well, my main goal while I was there was to get more signatures on my helmet I've been collecting.
Right.
I met Ian McDiarmid, which was fantastic. I waited an hour or so to meet him. The weird thing is, I mean, they're so strict about taking photos with people, so I had to put my phone in my pocket and show that it was in my pocket and stuff like that. Because apparently, if you take photos, they can get sued or whatever. Because they're under contract, the actors. Really? They're under contract for another company who does photos for them. So if they allow photos, then they get in trouble. Anyway.
Weird.
So one of the cool points was I'm standing in line for Ian McDiarmid, and there's three booths in front of me that they're wrapped in tarp. So you can't really, not tarp, but like drapes. So you can't see the actors in it and take photos from far a distance. So to the left of me was Mark Hamill. In front of me was Ian McDiarmid. And then to the right of me was Carrie Fisher. And that was like an amazing geek moment to be standing so close to all three of them. But as I'm standing there in Mark Hamill's booth, you can hear him doing the Joker laugh like really loud. So it was like a major geek moment just to hear him do it in person.
Right.
And then when I went in to meet Ian McDiarmid, it's kind of you by yourself. I mean, someone will walk in behind you. That's next. But he was genuinely like super nice. But his voice is Palpatine's like it's that raspy, like it is the Emperor's
so
voice.
He wasn't putting it on. He
probably laid on a little more thick, but it was weird to talk to him because I felt like I was talking to the Emperor. So it was like super cool.
You're like, I don't want to get shocked.
So he was super nice, signed my helmet, shook my hand, really soft hands. It was great.
Wow.
It was a great intimate moment.
It
was a great moment. Then I got to meet I don't know the actors' names. I'm sorry about that. But I met Biggs, and then I met Dak.
Right.
And then I met Kenny Baker, who was R2 in all of the movies. Wow. He was actually the midget. Is that the right word?
Little person.
Wow. Sorry,
little people.
R2. He seemed really old. So, I mean, he's been in the hospital for a while. So I think it was good that I got to meet him now because he's really old.
Gotcha.
And then there's just a ton of cool stuff there. I mean, George Lucas was there.
He did make it out.
George was there. He was at a couple panels, took some photos on the big with all the Princess Leias that were there, which is fantastic.
I bet he was in heaven.
Yeah, of course he was. Big companies were there. Lego was there. General Giant was there. Sideshow. They all had their booths, something exclusive. Full-size replicas of ships. Got into like the actual snow speeders and
wow.
They had a Rancor, massive Rancor.
Jeez,
just a ton of really cool stuff.
Yeah, I saw the image that our friend Andy posted. That was the huge Death Star in the middle of the convention center.
Oh yeah,
it was supposed to be like stories tall.
Yeah, they had a big Death Star sprung up. They had a giant AT-AT, just full size, not full size because it's ridiculous, but it was a massive AT-AT.
Almost filled up the whole convention center. The height of the convention center.
Yeah, it was just huge.
Where did they have this?
In the main corridors. So, like,
not the main con room? But.
No, not in the convention hall, but, like, the entrances where it's just all the escalators going up and stuff. One of the great points was the 501st room. They always do a good job of decorating and displaying all their crap. And so they had they had a full-size, like, duvac with us, like, which is the giant lizard thing that you see the sand troopers on. They had that in there with like a prop sand trooper on it. They had Jabba's palace with Han and Carbonite on the wall and all the different helmets, all different, you know, suits of Boba and Jango and, you know.
That's really cool.
Vader. It was a great room. The 501st always does a great job. I mean, they're a great organization.
They're there to recruit. You know, they're like the army.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have a serious costume to be a part of them too.
Yeah, I know. It has to be, pretty much spot on for them to accept you.
Yeah, definitely. There's some great artists there promoting their art. Disney was there. Had a lot of cool things for Disney. A lot of fun. Cool. Celebrations, if you're a Star Wars fan, you can't miss Celebration.
I should have went. I thought about it the night before and because I hadn't really planned on it, and then I realized that I kind of had the day free, but at the same time we were up far too late the night before. So. Yeah,
we really were. The cool thing about Celebration is everybody's there to like celebrate one specific theme in that Star Wars. It's not like a con where you go and everybody has their own things.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is everybody's there. Everybody loves Star Wars.
Right.
There's always the jackasses that come dress up as Picard and Kirk and all that crap.
Right.
So they get flamed. But it's a great con. I mean, they've already announced. Because they did Europe once, so they announced Star Celebration Europe number 2.
Next year. Okay.
Which I'm not going to.
Right, obviously.
Unless they announce Harrison Ford's going to be there, then I'll be on a plane.
Which is, okay, you have this Stormtrooper helmet.
I do.
That is getting signed, that has been signed by all of the major cast except for?
Harrison.
And? Well, and he's not cast.
Well, if we're doing prequels, I haven't, I mean, like, Ewan McGregor
okay,
and Liam
so you
Neeson
have,
and
you have
Natalie
all
Portman.
The
if I done if,
the original trilogy.
Yeah, right, it's okay. It's got, I mean, for prequels, I have Django, I have Temuera Morrison and Daniel Logan, the okay. young Boba Fett, and Jake Lloyd. I met, did him. He's Anakin, baby Anakin.
Okay. Ray Park.
Ray Park's on it. I'm trying to think of a prequel. But other than prequel, I have as much original trilogy as I can because those people are getting really old.
Right, right.
And I don't know how much longer they'll be with us. So it's Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and Ian McDiarmid and mm-hmm. Anthony Daniels.
I mean, it's amazing. I've seen
Billy
it.
D. Williams.
It was at the comic book shop for a little bit while you were moving. And
yeah.
I was drooling over it.
I've been doing it for, I think, like 4 years now.
Yeah.
Just going, because yeah. I've been going to cons and I've been able to meet these people. But I'm like, what can I do to, like, keep this moment
right
and like remember this moment. So I got the Stormtrooper helmet is a blank white canvas.
Yeah.
So getting all the signatures, meeting them. I mean, I've paid a crap ton of money to meet all these people because
right.
you pay for a signature. So, but it was fun because now I can remember getting the signature, meeting them. Mm-hmm. Like meeting Billy D. Williams was fantastic because it's Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
I mean, his voice, the way he acts. I mean, the guy
Colt
in front of me.
45.
The guy in front of me, he brought vintage Colt 45.
Wow.
The cans, the standee. I mean, it was great. I mean, I need to meet George and Harrison, and then I would...
George, that's the other person I was fishing
yeah,
for. But
Lucas
yeah.
would be fantastic to meet. Yeah. I think he'd be easier to meet than Harrison at this point because George comes to the cons. I could run into him, you know, mm-hmm. in a hotel or... coming to even Disney for Star Wars weekends.
Gotcha.
So it's like, there's a better chance of meeting George than there is to meet Harrison. Cause at this point, Harrison wants nothing to do with Han. So it'll be hard. I doubt we'll ever see him at a celebration, at least in my lifetime, which would mean he'd be dead. But
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Harrison and George and I'd be set. I mean, I'd love to meet Liam and Natalie Portman. And
yeah.
I'd love to meet Ewan McGregor. That'd be fantastic. Yeah. Cause he's one of the best cast out of the prequels, if not the best cast in the prequel.
That's
not
cool.
Hayden. I mean, I'd like to meet Hayden. And I don't blame them for their terrible acting in those movies. I blame George. But well,
so
I digress.
Cool. Well, that's really cool. I'm really upset I didn't make it out there. But I mean, there's always a couple years from now. I mean, it seems like they rotate back around to Orlando.
Yeah. And the cool thing is there's always like the celebrity guests that are there. Like Seth Green was there, did his panel for Detours. Kevin Smith came and did a panel.
Did he or no? I didn't realize
yeah,
he was
Kevin
there.
Did a panel, but he had to kind of pay for his. But he was there for Star Wars. I'm trying to think of the other celebrity panels over there. But there's a lot of people that just showed up, like Christian Slater was walking around. And like there's just people that came because it's Star Wars Celebration.
Right.
You just come and it's Disney. You can have a vacation, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, moving on.
Yeah, move on. Let's go. Let's talk here tonight. You're getting in your car.
We are.
And you're driving north in preparations for
DragonCon.
2012.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
So DragonCon this year is again in Atlanta. And it's always in Atlanta, I suppose.
It is. It's always been Atlanta. This is 26 years?
26 years, wow.
Is it? Well, last year was the 25th year anniversary?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think that's
right.
Remember.
Yeah, 26 years. This is my fourth in a row. Cody's second.
Yeah.
Second.
My second year.
Robbie's first.
My first.
Go easy. So yeah.
John's
zero. Still John's. Zero. Holding
yeah,
down that
zero. still working on my Batman costume. I mean it's wearable, that's the thing.
Right.
There's pieces that I need to fit better.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I got my Dark Knight suit. Good to go. Walking in the parade Saturday. First time been in the parade.
So we mentioned that already on the show that you're going as Batman. I don't
I think so. Okay. I don't know if So I got the Batman costume. I've been working on it since Saturday. I mean, I paid a guy to make the molds, and he finally sent me the molds, and I've been building it on my body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much done. I mean, I could walk with it now, but I'm not happy with how some of it's sitting on me. So.
Right. Is it? I mean, you said part of the pieces were actually Kevlar and stuff, so I can shoot you with a gun and
you could.
Good?
Yeah,
cool. That'd be cool.
Actually,
let's try that later.
He didn't get a chance to finish those, so he's still got those pieces.
Okay.
And, so don't shoot me yet.
Okay.
so yeah, I mean, it's really wicked to put it on because it's heavy,
right?
Hard to breathe, and it's. I mean, it.
And you're gonna walk in a parade in this thing.
Kind of have like some respect for Christian Bale and how he pulled off an amazing Batman,
right?
Having to wear that crap.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of work. And I haven't even worn it I'm just in my house.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Standing in the same place. So I'm excited.
Cool. Is that the only thing you're gonna be dressing up as while you're there?
We're gonna do duct tape costumes.
Okay.
Duct tape Marvel costumes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, in the past we did the tinfoil Star Wars, which was a big hit. I don't know if duct tape will be as big of a hit.
Right.
We'll see. I mean, I'm gonna do Iron Man. Cody, have you decided yet?
I haven't decided.
Yeah.
We're gonna make a Target run and
see if you can
buy a whole bunch of duct tape.
Yep. Yeah. We're gonna buy them out of red, I think.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna be doing Ben Reilly's Scarlet Spider.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I was say you could be like Venom.
Oof.
Just all black duct tape.
That'd be wicked.
That could work.
Trying to talk
that could be pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Talk Double, who's in the chat room, to be Deadpool.
He should.
I know, it'd be fantastic, right?
I love Deadpool. Yeah.
Just black and white. Well, we get a little bit of white, but
there's a lot of black, but yeah, there's a lot of red.
A lot of red. We're gonna
make him a duct tape sword.
That's about to happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got my panels lined up. I don't know how to make them all.
So you were telling me earlier, they actually released an iPhone app this year.
Yeah, it's an
excellent
app.
That basically has the entire schedule on it, and you can pre-plan your schedule. I don't need to see it right now. I'm just telling the listening audience
about it. I
downloaded it and drooled it. No, I didn't really.
I went on. I downloaded the app. I spent about an hour looking through everything on the schedule and picking the stuff that I wanted. If you star it, it puts it in your calendar. So I put everything in, and the next morning I woke up. I opened up the app, and it updates every time you open it.
Right.
Because they're always entering in and deleting like where room assignments are and things like that. And it had changed every single thing that I'd put in there. I don't know what happened. Huh. I don't know.
It was Courtney trolling you.
Yeah.
She's like,
maybe.
He's leaving me for a couple of days. I'm just going to, you want to see this person.
Yeah, it got changed to all kinds of like reading seminars.
Yeah, see?
Random
sounds
reading
like
and writing
that or one of
film
the,
stuff.
One of the, you know, your daughter got hold of it, maybe.
Yeah, she might have. Hmm.
50 Shades of Grey panel.
So.
One of the things that I'm looking forward to this year that we didn't do before. I'm going to check out two nights of the con. They have a drum circle from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m.
What?
Yeah.
Just the nighttime stuff, that's ridiculous.
It says, bring your drum or use one of ours. Come down and join in on our drum circle.
Beating your drum for that long.
Yeah.
Huh. I really do feel bad for people who think they're vacationing in Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I say that
the best people to see walking through the hotel because they're genuinely surprised.
I'll be honest. When we go to, we have the big car show up in Southern Withersea. All right, it's called Southern Withersea. It's in Helen, Georgia. That's what it's called. And Helen's a little tiny German town, a little sleepy town. Nothing goes on there the entire year. We roll in there with like 3,000 cars and like, you know, 10,000 people. And
get your loud rap music and
No. It's not. It's
vroom,
nothing
vroom
like
cars.
It's definitely nothing like you would think.
Ching, chag, chong.
No, it's no Fast and the Furious thing. We're pretty chill. It's you know, Wiener Schnitzel and sauerkraut. You know,
sauerkraut.
So, but you have like people there vacationing, and you can tell like, I mean, it's definitely that some people do have loud exhaust. You know, it's six cylinders instead of the VR6, and you could tell the people there are like vacationing, and they're all expecting quiet, and then. I'm mute his mic because it sounds nothing like that. But a couple times, you know, you talk to those people and they're like, you know, I didn't expect this, but I had a really good time this weekend.
Oh, no one says that, DragCon.
Oh, really?
I didn't expect this, and I was scared out of my mind.
Oh gosh, did we tell you the story last year?
No,
I don't think we said last year on the air that me and Danny were up. I was the Scarecrow, and Danny was the Joker.
Oh, fantastic.
And you were with John McCarthy as well, right?
We were with John McCarthy. He was taking pictures of us in like an empty parking garage in downtown Atlanta. And there was an elevator to get to the top floor of this parking garage.
And you guys are in full costume.
Full costume.
Joker,
it's
Scarecrow.
Like, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Totally pitch black. There's no cars in the garage. We go to the door of the elevator. We're standing right in front of it thinking, surely no one's going to be on the elevator. It's 1
right.
o'clock in the morning. There's no cars in here. We have our masks on. I've got my mask on. He's full-out Joker. The elevator door opens, and there's this employee inside.
She,
and it
by herself.
Oh, my gosh. She freaked. She screamed.
It was that one moment where you do the step-on, step-off. Like stepped in. Cody and I stepped in as she was trying to step out, and her face was like sheer
I'm
terror.
Gonna die.
Wow.
It was amazing because she was thinking, I'm going upstairs of my only car on the roof.
Oh, yeah. If you were just standing there in normal playing clothes and you open the door, there's been a couple times where I've gotten off an elevator in a parking garage and you're like, oh, oh hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
But to see the Joker and, and the Scarecrow.
It was really funny.
Wow.
Yeah. So I wasn't even thinking about
it. Just kidding. It wasn't Dumbo. It was Trent.
Oh, it was Trent.
He just said in the chat room.
Mm-hmm. I thought I saw pictures of him in his...
He was a henchman.
Yeah, I thought I saw pictures in the parking garage of him in the henchman outfit. But
I don't think he was there that night.
Yeah, he said he wasn't.
He said
so.
He wasn't. I don't know where he was.
I wasn't even thinking, but we'll have to take pictures in that same place because I'll be Gordon this time and you'll be Batman.
God, the Batman
so
suit up there.
We didn't get that far yet. I mean, so what are you what all are you dressing up as?
My main costume is Commissioner Gordon.
Okay.
So if you've seen the Hot Toys, Gordon in all SWAT costume, that's what it is. So I'm in the parade too, and I'll be walking with Danny as Batman. So
cool.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, I know you've been working hard on this thing, trying to get it ready.
Yeah, I've been trying to find parts and pieces for it. I'm still missing a SWAT badge, the actual patch that goes on the vest.
Yeah, good luck with that.
There's an Army-Navy store like 4 blocks from where our hotel is. I've looked at both Army-Navy stores around here.
Should I go in full Batman costume to the Army-Navy store?
That would be funny. You should.
Scare him.
You have a SWAT badge. Swear to me.
I brought my Joker just to wear the suit and stuff because I like the suit.
I'm not doing prosthetics
and mask. And
no hair.
No hair. I might do some guy liner. We'll see.
You'll do it. You'll get there and you'll be like,
"Well, I'm gonna have like stained eyes from the Batman costume. That's some serious black makeup to put on.
Oh, it doesn't come off that easy?
No, not at all.
He has some on right now.
You could still kind of see it on my face. I put it on today to try it out.
I just thought you were wearing eyeliner.
Nope. No, well, wouldn't that be that stretch?
I know. I've seen you.
But
so have you planned any costumes as well, Robbie?
Just the duct tape Scarlet Spider outfit.
This thing is, he's going to go and he's going to see that he's the minority being not dressed in a costume.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, on two levels, Cuban and not in costume. He'll go next year. He'll wear a costume next year.
No.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to do it, but I got caught up with work and everything. But
No, we're not talking about duct tape.
Oh, real costume?
Real costume.
Okay.
So next year, you're going to be like, I'm going to have to wear a costume.
It really is crazy. Last year when I went, he talked me into doing a costume, and I thought, this is going to be dumb. I don't really want to do this. But I did it anyways, and when we got there, walking around, it's really strange to see someone without a costume on the couple nights that people get all dressed up.
It's fun.
I've been told about that, and I mean, I saw you guys' pictures. It looks great and everything. It's just, I don't know, just don't have time to do an actual costume. Like the duct tape one, that could be a quick one. Like you said, we're just gonna do it at the hotel room. So
pay thousands of dollars to have somebody else do it for you.
This is true. And then spend time taping it up to my body.
So that's cool. Yeah. I mean, basically, you know, I know that they went the first year and they came home and said, we're dressing up the following year. You know, it was like one of those things where they went and they weren't in costume and they said, no, cosplaying. Everybody's cosplay. You know, that's basically what this thing's about. It's less about, it's not like a Comic Con. It's about the cosplay there. So,
and I'm also going to do me and Trent are doing the Hands of Blue from Firefly one
Very
day.
Cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of Firefly, did you see the Lego Firefly?
Yes.
175 pounds.
7 foot long. It's to scale of the minifig. So, like, if it's got a washed minifig inside of Serenity.
That's
Serenity,
really cool.
Yeah. Firefly's all right.
Yeah.
This is the type of ship. So, it's to scale to the minifig. So, it's like, it's 7 feet long, and it took them 400 and something hours to build.
Wow. Yeah. It's amazing. Wow.
It's incredible.
That's really cool.
Go look for it on the internet if you haven't seen it. It was shocking to see how well, like, I mean, he has the whole cockpit up front and just like,
it's
really cool. Like, so
speaking of Firefly, Adam Baldwin's going to be there. I'm excited about his
really.
Panel. Yeah. Adam's going to be there. Jewel. And then Sean. Jewel is the, you know, the,
yeah. The pilot.
No,
the mechanic.
Mechanic and Sean is the doctor. So I'm excited about that panel. I'm just excited to hear Adam Baldwin. I've seen Sean and I've met Sean and Jewel before. Mm-hmm. Haven't met Adam. Haven't heard Adam speak, so I'm excited to listen to him talk about that. He's doing a separate panel where it's just himself, and he's going to talk about Chuck and everything else he's done. So I'm excited about that. One of the things I'm looking forward to that Cody and I, we talked about, we haven't done yet, is the Robot Wars, which I'm very excited to see. It's like...
like
it's,
Robot Wars, like the old MTV TV show, or correct. Comedy Central yes. TV show.
And wow. apparently this is like
it's
the
Battle
World
Bots.
Series of... this is where they come for the final fight. It's at DragonCon
cool.
every year. So
this would be basically the televised event type thing,
yeah,
if it were still televised.
Yeah, the yeah. pay-per-view gotcha. Event. So I'm excited about going to see that in person. It should be pretty fantastic.
That'd be cool. You're going to bring some goggles or something to make sure
no
stuff flying in your eye.
No, I want to sue people, man. Get that money.
You realize they ain't got no money. They invested it all in robots.
I'm suing Dragon Con. They got money.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, so I'm excited about that. I got some the Adam West and Burt Ward yes. panel I really want to see. The it's the same every year, but I love seeing the Battlestar panels. And
mm-hmm. Have you guys ever?
Alicia Day. That's right. Oh, gosh.
Oh, is she there?
Oh yeah,
yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
they're still doing the Doctor Who thing, right? I mean, not Doctor Who.
Doctor Horrible.
The Doctor Horrible thing, right?
Yeah, they'll do the Doctor Horrible sing along that one of the nights.
Do you guys ever
I'm sorry. Is she part of that? Does she do that?
One year she walked out and sang one of the parts, but she hasn't done it since.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Cody.
That's all right. Have you guys ever gone to the opening ceremonies?
No.
You know what it's about?
Nope.
Okay.
I didn't really know they existed.
I added it to my calendar.
What time
it's
is
on
it?
Friday, like 4 or 5, I think. Okay.
It'll be while you're trying to check into the hotel.
Yeah, probably.
Thank you, Trent.
Oh God!
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. No, if I was going, maybe I'd feel
under
that way,
the bus.
I mean, that's just
damn.
Yeah. No, I know he worked really hard on booking
one
the rooms.
Conversation. So,
I didn't say it.
So yeah. So this is DragonCon. We're excited. It's the eve.
We're about it's to be good.
Make the hike after this.
We're starting
That's
our cool. exhaustion
starting
tonight.
The nerd migration yep. to Atlanta.
Yeah, I definitely need to do it 1 year.
Yeah.
I was really hoping to get it done this year, but yeah, it didn't work out. So
and we're going to the Vortex too.
I know.
Which is always a good thing.
Coronary bypass.
Coronary.
I was just wearing my Vortex t-shirt, my second Vortex t-shirt yesterday. Yeah.
I'm excited. I need a good burger.
That black and blue burger is ridiculous.
It's been a year.
I'm going with the coronary.
You're doing the coronary about bypass?
Yeah.
The single or the double?
Single.
You got to do the double so you get the grilled cheese sandwiches with
no
it.
No way.
Come on, son.
Have you ever done the double?
I've never done any other bypasses.
What's the black and blue? What's
the black and blue is a, it's the buffalo blue burger. It's hamburger dunked in buffalo sauce covered with blue cheese.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
So, and the blue cheese is this blue cheese, like, it's not just a crumble. It's like this.
I'm going to be hungry after this.
It's like this. My mouth is watering. I'm going to hit Wawa on the way out of here. There's one over here, right here. Anyways, so you guys can follow me over there.
I need some food, too.
But it's a blue cheese spread. It's not just just straight blue cheese. So
John,
really
interesting. John,
really delicious.
Double. We're not doing barbecue. Well, we can, but
we're revolting against barbecue.
Okay, there's like seven. You have like 3 days up there.
Yeah, we have our own car.
I want Vortex when I get
we
there.
We have Vortex. Yes. You need to hit Taco Mac. You need to hit
Taco Mac
chicken
happening.
Waffles.
Taco Mac's happening.
You hit the barbecue place with Andy, you know.
Yeah.
Can't get my phone in the DFU mode.
Sorry.
I'm trying the whole podcast.
But, I mean, if you just wait till like September, you'll be good. A couple more days. Getting that new iPhone info.
I'm about to use Absinthe.
The Vortex. Anyways, I was trying to look up this thing here. I was going to tell the listening audience what is on the Vortex here. Vortex Burger and Grill.
I'm looking at the schedule. Wow.
Tell us about it.
What's that? Why are you wowing? There's only like 2 hours of sleep a night?
So much to do. Yeah. The drum circle, like you said, 10 p.m. till 3:30 a.m.
Oh, it's only till 3:30. They cut it back 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for those extra 2 hours you have left over?
I don't know. Maybe I'll find some filking to do.
Oh, the filking. I'm so
remind me what that was, because I remember.
I don't even really remember,
filking,
but it was the most awkward.
We had all kinds of filking conversations about it.
Filking was...
I cannot wait for filking.
Let me see if I can find a definition.
Filking is people sitting around in a circle singing.
Filk music. It's a musical culture, genre, and community tied to science fiction and fantasy fandom. The genre has been active since the early 1950s and played primarily since the 1970s. So basically, it was this awkward room.
Right.
And you would walk in and they would ask you to give them some type of topic of some science fiction or fantasy that like novel or something that you enjoy.
Okay.
And then you would all just ad lib and make up music about some kind of sci-fi or fantasy
on the spot.
Novel.
And
on the
it
spot,
was so bad.
Couple
and it was
guitars.
Difficult. Like,
oh, we didn't
like,
do it. We
I mean,
just
I mean, like,
and
it was poorly done. I mean, like,
yes,
it's not like somebody who's like freestyling. You're like, wow, he just really laid it down.
Negative.
This is
like
a bunch of white people trying to freestyle.
It was like, oh my god, how
oh
can
my god,
we not
no,
get to the door?
No.
Oh my god, no.
No pineapples.
No pineapple. I want out of here.
No, so that was the magic word there. It was pineapples.
Yeah.
This is bad. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like three or four women in the room, and we walked in, and it was the type of awkward where you didn't want to leave because it was kind of disrespectful.
Yeah.
So you felt like you had to stay for at least a couple minutes because you just barged.
They bring
this,
cookies.
There were cookies.
Oh,
in the
there
back
were
of the
cookies.
Room.
Wow, that's how they got you there.
Yeah.
Why don't you come to filking? We're filking in this room. Get some cookies.
The doors are closed, right? So we had never been in that room. We thought it was like some big ballroom or something.
Right.
You bust through the doors, like all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was real quiet. And they were like, hey, come on in. Join us. What do you want to sing about? We're like, nothing. We just wanted to see what filking was because it sounded dirty and we didn't know. And
they have it right here. There's so much filking. On the app, in the events, there's an entire section.
Yep.
Filking.
So you're just going to go back this time to troll?
Yeah.
Now that you know what it's
basically.
All about?
Well, I need to go to this
Robbie
one.
Robbie needs to see it.
Friday at 1 p.m., what is filking?
I mean, at least now we know what it is.
Right.
So now we can come up with some kind of random garbage before we go in there.
I want to hear a song about oranges.
Right. Yeah.
Why I'm that? Anyway.
Sing along 5 p.m. on Friday. We're there.
Yeah. Okay. Filking sing-along?
Yeah, Filking
sing-along. We'll still be checking in.
So I've heard there's some kind of karaoke at some place that's close.
I thought the new guy checked you in.
Oh, no.
Karaoke?
No,
yeah.
Karaoke.
I don't do karaoke.
I do when I get
Batman
really
might.
Drunk.
That's right. That's what I'm thinking. Costume karaoke.
And you gotta do it like this.
We could. We could sing that remix that you play. We could sing that remix that you play that has that you just played in the pre-show.
Oh yeah,
with lines from the Batman movie.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
You gotta do the like
living in a lonely world.
No, like what's the song where they always dirty it up? It's like I need you more forever.
I don't know what that is.
I think I'm going to need to hear some of that.
It's like...
Please sing it for us,
Sean. Like,
Me.
Give me... No, I can't sing it.
Come on, man.
Anyways. So let's talk about this hamburger that you guys are... The coronary bypass is what you've had before.
Hamburguesa.
That is the half-pound sirloin patty topped with a fried egg, three slices of American cheese, four slices of bacon, with mayo on the side. That's
no, my
just
mayo
that
was
one.
All
half,
over.
Half which pound,
one,
you said?
Which one
that's
that?
The standard bypass.
I just
standard
cupped
bypass.
The mayo, and I just spread it with my hand.
That's, yeah, it's on the side.
Yeah, I just
you
just
said that's
it.
A half pound burger?
So, that's the smallest one that they have?
That's the small one.
Correct.
Just the coronary bypass.
Go with double. Read the double.
The double coronary bypass is the twice as big as the coronary bypass, topped with two fried eggs, six slices of American cheese, and eight slices of bacon. All served between two grilled cheese sandwiches that we use in place of the hamburger buns.
Whole grilled cheese sandwiches.
Whole grilled cheese sandwiches. But wait, there's more.
Triple.
The triple coronary bypass, made with 2 half-pound Vortex sirloin patties stacked inside three grilled cheese sandwiches, topped with two fried eggs, eight slices of American cheese, 10 slices of bacon, and plenty of mayo on the side. With this burger, we choose your side for you, and it's a big bowl of fries and tots covered in cheesy goo. This super stack is a heart attack waiting to happen.
Yeah, oh, my God, no.
No.
No lettuce, no tomato, no onion.
That is a bucket of nope. Not going to even look at it.
But you can also do Danny's favorite, the meat packer. It's the Vortex sirloin patty topped with slices of bacon. With...
You'll learn today.
Vortex sirloin patty topped with sliced turkey, ham, American Swiss cheddar, and all grilled together in rye. Yeah.
This place is fantastic, though.
Don't forget the carnivore orgasm. It's the sirloin patty, turkey patty, pulled barbecue chicken, bacon, sliced ham, turkey, cheddar cheese, and whiskey pimento cheese, all covered in Vortex barbecue sauce and crammed between two buns.
Can we get
that one? Actually sounds really good.
That's not the one I was looking for. There is
you want the Elvis.
The Elvis,
PB&J?
The PB&J with bananas.
Pom Poms has something like that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
It's a PB&J with bacon on it.
I'm really hungry right now.
Exactly. I want pom poms or Wawa.
Pom poms isn't open.
No, not on the weekdays.
It's Wednesday.
Thursday until 2.
But are you guys going to go to the one in Little Five Points? Or are you guys going to go to the one over there on Peachtree Street?
Five Points is where we went last time.
Five Points is awesome. Yeah.
Is there one on Peachtree?
Yeah, there's one on Peachtree Street. It's right. It's like right down the street from Taco Mac.
Oh, we should go to that
one.
It's
like 2 blocks down.
That's a lot closer to us. Yeah.
So, anyways, you got all weekend to do it.
Oh, we went to Five Points last time because Danny still needed green hair dye. I figured Five Points was probably the place to go for that.
You went to...
we found it.
And I dyed everything white in our hotel room green.
Junkman's daughter.
Junkman's daughter is a fantastic shop.
Yeah.
So, anyways, all right. Well, I think we've talked enough tonight and rambled on about hamburgers.
Yeah,
and
I'm excited about Dragon Con, man. We're going to be podcasting from Dragon Con.
We are. We are going to try and do a Skype podcast, and I'm going to try to see if I can figure out a way to stream it live as well. But we're going to at least record something if they can make time to Skype me. And
we'll also try and stream the kilt blowing.
Yes, we'll also get that up on the website.
No,
it's Friday night. It's one of the first nights.
Oh, so it's Friday night. Okay, 2 nights from now. And it'll be probably a night from... I'm going to try to get this up tonight or tomorrow. So it'll be Friday. So you guys will hear that as well. So, interesting. It'll be fun. Good stuff. Good times. Let's see here.
Good times.
Google Docs. Blank noise. There we go. How about that? I don't have the thing here anymore. Whatever. So make sure that you... I'm all confused here. We got a new follower.
We're just wrapping it up.
Coming in here at the last minute.
It's okay. How's it going?
How's it going, Nerd 937?
We were just about to end the podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You made it.
You made it just in time.
We've been waiting for you.
Okay, here we go. Why don't you go ahead and email us at the show.
Do we have anything?
No, we've not had anything recently. Yeah. Somebody needs to email us. Please email us at the show at thenerdiverse.com. Just say hello. That's all. Tell Danny how to DFU mode an iPhone so he can jailbreak it.
So
also, you can follow us on Twitter at Nerdiverse Show. You can follow Danny at
Rogue, R0GUE.
You can follow Cody at
Commander Kodo.
You can follow Robbie. Do you want to be followed?
Sure. WTF Robbie, R-O-B-B-I.
Okay, and you can follow me at Chon_Lee. And you can call us and leave us a voicemail. We were told we had a voicemail.
Yeah, it got deleted, I guess.
And, you know, I don't know where it went. I'm going to have to really look. Maybe it's in there somewhere and got pushed to...
nothing's ever lost.
Pushed to
the back
end.
Hey, you remember when something's broadcast, it's just out there in the universe.
Yeah.
And they've divided... they've created a way to pull it back in. Pull it back in. Old what? Doctor Who episodes.
Oh, speaking of Doctor Who, at 10 o'clock on Friday night...
Jeez, we're not doing Doctor Who crap.
At 10 o'clock on Friday night, there's a track called Gay Themes and Doctor Who. It's an hour long. There really is.
I'm going to go with Sonic Screwdriver.
So the kilt blowing correction, it's not Friday night. It's Sunday night. Okay. Sunday night.
They moved it then because we didn't do it that late in the week.
Sunday night from 11:30 to 12:30 a.m. 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m.
Right.
Sunday night.
Ooh, late night. Get your late night on.
Get a late, late. Late, late night on. Go night, night.
So... Also, leave us a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you as well. 5-star, 1-star, we don't care. We just want to know you're listening.
Well, I kind of care.
I mean, I would love to have a 5-star review. But I keep saying leave us a 5-star review. No, actually, we have never left a review.
I'm going to leave a 1.
we've never left a review for ourselves. Those are actual real people, and you could be one of those real people. So... we'd love to hear from you. So, thanks for listening. You should probably go in the other room and hit some music or something.
We'll wait for Cody to walk away. As the close, we'll talk bad about him again. God, I hate that guy.
Am I going to have to bleep P again?
No, I won't drop the P. But, he's such a waste of space. Look at him in there. Ooh, like a rat in the glass.
He's trying to pull up turntable.
I can't find the music to play. I can't
play music until someone else is in the room.
Oh, there we go. Hey, Cody.
Somebody go in the room. For the love of
there
God,
go.
Somebody go in the room.
Yeah. Go. We're going.
Oh.
There.
There it is. That's our going
there
away.
There we
music.
Go. All right. Thanks. Thanks for listening.
We're out.
Down voice.
Some kind of vocal thing here.
Why?